For the Corn Belt Farm Hour to follow, we take you now to the Lou Morris Farm and the Central Iowa Soil Conservation Field Day.
The 439th Corn Belt Farm Hour is on the air. The Iowa Dairy Industry Commission and the American Dairy Association, in the interest of the nation's dairy farmers, again present the Corn Belt Farm Hour. Today we're speaking to you from the Lou Morris Farm, 5 miles west of Des Moines, where the Central Iowa Soil Conservation Field Day has attracted hundreds of farmers and townspeople from nearby communities, and where for the past hour, the Polk County Contour Plowing Match has been in progress. Our farm editor, Herb Flambeck, and Bill Diamond are on hand to give listeners a picture of the activities here. The WHO Buckaroos with Mary Lee and Cowboy Kenny Houskins are with us to entertain the folks here at the field and to provide the music for our Corn Belt program. And before we call on Herb Flambeck, let's hear from the Buckaroos as they play that old favorite, My Gal Sal. Take it. Well, gang, thanks a lot. And now, how housewives have welcomed the news that evaporated milk is no longer rationed. And here's one of the many good reasons why. Did you ever try cream of celery soup made with evaporated milk? Listen, melt 2 tablespoons of butter in a double boiler, then blend in 1 tablespoon of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, a few grains of pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of paprika, then add slowly, stirring constantly, 1 cup evaporated milk diluted with 1 cup meat or chicken sauce. Cook 10 minutes and add 1 teaspoon of grated onion, put through a ricer or strainer, 1 cup of cooked celery, and add to the milk mixture. Then add 4 tablespoons of grated cheese and heat thoroughly. Good? You bet it's good. And that's just one use for evaporated milk. All America has discovered that when it comes to making frozen desserts, puddings, soufflés, waffles, pancakes, and also many other things, evaporated milk is truly the product of 1,001 uses. No ration points, so buy at least 3 cans at a time and save money. Now, Herb Flambeck calls that to give us a vivid description of the activities here at the big field day, so Herb, come on in, tell us.
And there's a lot to describe. It's a great day to be alive out here on the Lou Morris Farm today, a beautiful early autumn day, with all of the activity all about us here at this Central Iowa Soil Conservation Field Day and Contour Plowing Match. At this moment, 10 Polk County plowmen are out there doing their stuff, competing for more than $100 in awards and demonstrating contour plowing, one of the approved practices in soil conservation. There are 1,000 things that ought to be said about this event. I'm going to ask Joe Ryan, who is with us here as Master of Ceremonies. Joe Ryan is of Station KRNT and has been helping us this morning, to say just a word about some of the things he sees. And I'll be saying a few additional things as we see them in a moment.
Well, thank you very much, Herb Flambeck. This is one of the most inspiring sights that it's been my privilege to see in many, many, many a moon. Looking out to the north from where I stand, you can see furrow after furrow of good old Mother Iowa being plowed over, and it's being plowed in contours. As Herb told you, there are 10 very fine plowmen out there engaging in a friendly contest of contour plowing for which the winners will receive prizes. I think this shows, this contest here today shows a remarkable example of cooperation. Cooperation of all the various agencies of the Department of Agriculture, both state and federal, because all of these agencies are represented here today, all working for a common end. I think the biggest thing in agriculture today is this matter of soil conservation. And I'd like to say right now that nobody deserves more credit for the success of this very fine contest, which is being attended by between 2,500 and 3,000 people here today. I think very sincerely that nobody deserves more credit than my good friend and very good companion in radio, Herb Plambeck. And Herb, I thank you very, very much.
Joe, will you come back and tell the folks that I didn't tell you to tell that?
I'll be very glad to say that you didn't prompt me in any way. The only thing you told me was that if you didn't say anything, that you wanted me to say it, and I hardly thought that you'd pat yourself on the back.
Well, Joe, I appreciate it, but I want to emphasize that this is certainly no one-man show, that a great many people have worked on it, and I'd like right now to say that the event is sponsored by the Des Moines Chamber of Commerce Agricultural Committee and the Polk County Farm Bureau Federation in cooperation with many, many other groups. Now, we want to get to the plowman. I might add, while we're speaking about the plowman, that there's a lot of excitement going out over there. Just a little while ago, a number of planes were flying overhead, and we saw some horseback riders weaving in and out back there, and a lot of the folks were still over there at that time. Here now are the names of the plowmen: Bill Schlosser, who is in Land 1, G. Van Engelberg Jr. in Land 2, Clarence D. Groot is in Land 3, Lloyd Ritger's in Land 4, Arlie McMahus is in Land 5, James Thompson in 6, Harold Hitz in 7, and Ed Schlenker in 8, and Errol Stifel in 9, with Lonnie Leggett in Land number 10. And before we go any farther, we want to take you out to where some of those men are plowing, out there to Bill Diamond in the field.
Okay, Herb, and here we are, way down in the northwest corner of this huge alfalfa field where the tractors are pulling plows and turning furrows every direction imaginable. People are walking around between the various contour plots, and right now I'm over by land number 2, I believe, and Gijsbert Van Engelenberg Jr. is plowing here, and I've just asked him to step down off the tractor and visit with us just a moment. He seems to be doing a pretty good job out here, and Gijsbert, I'd like to ask, how's it plowing today?
Pretty good.
Looks like you're doing a good job of turning those furrows over. Does it pull hard?
Well, it pulls plenty hard.
What about the long alfalfa growth out here? Is that causing any concern?
It isn't bothering us all today.
And do you feel that you're going on schedule? I know we've got a time element, and I don't want to stop you too long here, but are you proceeding all right?
I believe we'll make it all right the way it's going now.
In other words, a little bit later on in the program, we may hear a shot of a gun, which will indicate that there's 20 minutes time left for you fellas to plow. And Gijsbert, I do want to say that the job you're doing out here is a splendid piece of work, and of course we won't know until the contest is all over just how you come out and whether you plow this afternoon or not, but I imagine you're hoping that you will.
That's right.
Well, I can't blame you for that. You go right on, jump on your tractor now and finish up this land that you're in while I turn over here to Lloyd Ritgers, who's also plowing down in this section of the field. Lloyd, how's it going over there in your land?
It's going very good. It's quite wet, the ground, not too wet.
Looks to me like it's plowing very nicely.
Yes, it is. It's very good.
Are these big crowds of people out here bothering you any?
Oh, there's a few of them getting in the way occasionally.
Well, we hope that you don't get too much trouble from on that score. Now I'd like to turn to another one of our plowmen here, Bill Schlosser. And Bill, where are you plowing? I know one of the Boy Scouts down here helping us pulled you off of the tractor and asked you to come over here. Whereabouts are you plowing? What land?
Land number 1, Bill.
Oh, you drew the first land.
That's right.
How is that? A pretty good land?
Oh, it's not bad. A lot of crooks and turns in it, though.
Well, it looks to me like you do have some grass waterways in between there. Is that right?
That's right.
Are those, are you finding that difficult to plow?
Well, a little bit, yes.
Now, have you ever done any contour plowing before, Bill?
Well, I've far more on the contour this year, Bill.
And do you like that type of farming?
I believe it's better.
Well, now, this ought to be pretty natural out here, plowing on the contour.
Well, it's somewhat so, yes.
Well, now, I'm wondering, how are you coming on schedule out here? Are you going to get done in time?
Well, I think I'll have plenty of time, yes.
It looks to me like you're doing a pretty good job turning those furrows. Of course, we'll have to wait until a little bit later on to find out whether you plow this afternoon or not.
That's right.
What do you think? Have you had time to look over some of the jobs some of these other plowmen are doing?
No, I haven't. Only my close neighbor I hear guide, but he's doing a pretty good job, looks to me like.
That's right, Bill. Well, Bill, it was nice to have visited with you, and we want to send it back to Herb Plambeck up at the central stage now while we slip over to another part of the field and try to get some more of the plowmen for a little later on in the program. So it's back to Herb right now.
Well, thank you very much, Bill Diamond, but instead of turning to Herb, let's have a bit of a song and a bit of music from Mary Lee and the Buckaroos and its Rodeo Sweetheart.
Home all dressed up and I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go to the rodeo. You be there, you buckaroo, call through my gosh, how I love you. Ride 'em high, ride 'em low, holler, yippee, T-I-O. Spur 'em, fan 'em, and let 'em know that you're the champ of the rodeo. Hoodley, hoodley, lay, hoodley, lay. The cowboys come from far and wide in this rodeo to ride. Colors bright, they all will wear, but they got no chance while you are there. Ride 'em high, ride 'em low. Holler, yippee, T-I-O. Spur 'em, fan 'em, and let 'em know that you're the champ of the rodeo. Hoodley, hoodley, lay, hoodley, lay. The cowboys come and cowboys go. There's one thing I darn well know. You cowboy, I'll sure be true, cause oh my gosh, how I love you. Ride 'em high, ride 'em low. Holler, yippee, T-I-O. Spur 'em, fan 'em, and let 'em know that you're the champ of the rodeo. Hoodley, hoodley, lay, hoodley, lay.
And thank you very much, Mary Lee. Have you been eating out lately? Notice the change that's taken place in that favorite eating place of yours? You know what I'm talking about, all right? Sure, butter is back on the table. Gee, isn't it great? Isn't it wonderful to be able to sit down at the table when you're dining out and have them serve butter? Why, with butter, the whole meal takes on a new glamour, a new flavor goodness that's been missing for a long, long time. Now, you really feel more like eating out again. You know the meal is going to be tasty and good and delicious. Yes, you know when there's butter on the table, it's a double assurance of a really satisfying meal. These days, like the good old days, good eating places are serving plenty of butter. And now, Herb Plambeck.
And before we talk more about the contest and switch you back to Bill Diamond, who will be in another section of the field by now, we want you folks out there on the air and the huge crowd that's assembled around our stage here, and incidentally, I should add that our stage is two fine hay racks backed up together. But while we're here, we want you folks here and on the air to meet some of the folks we have here. First, the hostess of this entire event, Mrs. Lewis Morris, Jr. Mrs. Morris.
Well, we're certainly glad that it's such a fine day that so many of you could come.
Thank you, Mrs. Morris. That was a wonderful speech and quite a short one, I must admit. We had hoped to have Lou up here, too, but Lou has been so busy with 100,000 other things here. Lou is co-chairman with me, and he's been doing the work while I've been up here taking a good deal of the glory. But we do have a lot of other folks we'd like to meet here quickly. We'd like to have representatives of the sponsors, and then we've got several other folks, and we've just found we've got a real surprise here. First, the representative of the Polk County Farm Bureau. He is Wilbur Goodhue, president of the organization. Will you just say a word, Wilbur?
The Polk County Farm Bureau is happy to be a co-sponsor with the Des Moines Chamber of Commerce on this Soil Conservation Field Day and Contour Plowing Match. We have a wonderful day and a big attendance in a grand field for such an event. And we are especially glad to offer to the farmers of Polk County this demonstration of better farming and land use. The interest shown here helps prove to us that we're going to put our soil district over in Polk County without too much trouble.
Thanks a lot, Wilbur. Now, a representative of the other co-sponsoring group, the Des Moines Chamber of Commerce. we're going to call on J.S. Russell, who is chairman of the Agricultural Committee. Jim?
Well, I think the Agricultural Committee is very proud to have a part on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce in helping sponsor such an event here. Now, as long as we're talking about soil conservation, you must remember that that's of interest to city folks as well as it is to the folks in the country. As far as we're concerned, on the Agricultural Committee, that takes in both city folks and country folks. And as you look about the crowd here today, you can see a lot of people that have driven out from Des Moines and indicating their real interest in soil conservation and in how not to plow a straight furrow. As far as this, as the part that the Agricultural Committee of the Chamber of Commerce is playing in it, I want to say only that with Herb Plambeck as a member of the committee, chairman of the particular of the plowing contest, and Wilbur Goodhue and Ralph Hitz on the committee, that it's in very good hands.